Councillor Buttar, welcome to the Planning Committee meeting. If you'd like to take your seat here. I understand that there was a problem on the highway. So when you've found yourself a seat, to catch up, can you just introduce yourself to the public, just giving your name and the ward you represent?
Thank you, Chair. My name is Satyavinder Butcher, and I represent Ashford North and South Stanwell. Thank you.
Thank you. And have you got any declarations of interest on any of the items on the agenda?
No, Chair. No, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, second application is 19/00325/HOU to Bush Road, Shepperton. This application is for the erection of a single-storey front extension with two-storey side and rear extension with garage incorporated. The application was called in by Councillor Atwell. So, Vanya Popova, would you please run through the plans for us?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The application site relates to a two-storey semi-detached property which is situated on the western side of Bush Road. The normal flag elevation of the property sits in a prominent location. It's backed onto rear gardens of the adjacent properties number 2 and 4 Briar Road. Number 4 Briar Road contains a detached garage which is adjacent to the site's northern boundary. The property to the right, This property is the application site. Currently, the entrance of the house is on the northern flank's elevation. The application site contains a front cartilage which has been laid out with hard standing to facilitate additional off-street parking. And to the left side is number 4 Bush Road. The residential road comprises two-storey and Charlotte-style semi-detached properties with various styles and detailing and user materials. Two-storey properties have a character of gable end elements and cross-gabled pitch roof extending to the site. The examples of two-storey and single-storey extensions along Bush Road and also the adjacent roads to the left of number 4 Bush Road. Number 6 and 8, both of which got two-storey side extensions with integral garages and front cartilage laid out with hard standing. Opposite the application site is number 1 and number 3, Bush Road. The property to the right, contains a two-storey side and rear extension. You can see from here the two-storey rear element of 3 Bush Road has a dual pitched roof and is also visible from the street scene. This is the rear elevation of the site, quite similar to the other two-storey semi-detached buildings along Bush Road. The site's rear elevation slightly projects forward 0.70 metres from the neighbouring rear elevation, just slightly here on the side. The adjacent property number 4 Bush Road has not been previously extended. At ground floor level, it contains a bifolded doors and a window which appears, you can see from the picture, appears to be a secondary window. To the northern of the site are number 4 and number 2 Briar Road. The site to the right contains a single story side array extensions. And the other side, number 2 road, number 2 Briar Road, you've got existing first floor rear windows, which are directly facing the application site's rear garden rather than the properties, the site's flank elevation. It is relevant to note that earlier this year, a similar scheme was refused due to concerns on design, impact on the character of the area, and adverse impacts on residential amenities. The previously refused scheme proposed a two-storey rear development extending with a full width right up to the boundary with a similar height as the original house. The council's 45-degree vertical and horizontal guide was breached when measured from the middle of number 4 Bushrod's ground floor before the doors. Objections was also raised to the proposed side element of the scheme, as the proposed first floor side element was setting only 0.3 metres from the nearest boundary, but also the first floor element was overhanging the ground floor level. In addition, a full glazed window was proposed at the northern flank elevation, which directly overlooked number four, neighbouring rear garden. In terms of the revised scheme, the proposed plans show that two-storey side development would set in a metre from the side boundary, and as previously proposed, the large area of flat roof has been amended to dual pitched roof. The proposed two-storey development would set in 1.72 metres from the boundary with number 4 Bush Road, and there is a single-storey element with a similar depth of 0.5 metres with mono-pitch roof, which slopes down nearest to the boundary. In addition, the overall height of the two-storey rear element has been reduced. The revised two-storey rear development would not breach the 45 vertical guide. In terms of the overlooking issue, the proposed first floor side window would be high. Now it's proposing two side windows, which would be high-level windows, above 1.745 metres internal floor level. These are the plans for the refused application. You can see that the proposed plans breach the 45 horizontal guide. That's the revised scheme. The 45-degree horizontal guide would not be breached, and it's relevant to know that the proposed garage would have internal dimension of 2.64 by 6.29, which would meet the council's parking standards in terms of minimum size of a single garage. The proposed two-storey side element of the scheme would set down from the house ridge and would incorporate a hip design to the front with a dual pitched roof across the side elevation. You can see the slight difference between both schemes. And the site setback distance from the proposed side extension to the neighbouring property for Briar Road would be 70 metres, which would exceed the council's minimum site setback separation distance of 13.5 metres. The revised plans show that the proposed materials would match the existing building, and it's just relevant to note just that the very rear of the garden, an outbuilding was recently erected, which meets the permitted development legislation. The application is recommended for approval. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that, Vanya. We have public speakers on this, so first could David McElraith come to speak against the application. And you're reminded you're only able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll give you an indication when there's 30 seconds left.
Good evening, my name is David McElraith. Today I represent the residents of three households and adjoining properties to 2 Briar Bush Road, Shepperton, in objecting to this planning application. All of these residents continue to strongly oppose the development of 2 Bush Road. There is little change to the front of the planned building from the previous application. The planning officer noted in her initial reviews that the building was in a prominent position on Bush Road and the proposal would not make a positive contribution to the street scene. The proposed development would be out of keeping with the design and character of the existing dwelling and paired neighbourhood. The revised proposal would be therefore unacceptable and have a dominating effect on the character of the area. It would also create significantly unbalanced impact to the character of the main building. Bush Road is very narrow at that point and the house is positioned forward of its adjoining neighbour and all other houses on that side. It is felt strongly by all three adjoining neighbours that insufficient changes have been made and to the plans to justify changing this aspect of the initial refusal. Towards the rear of the building, the double height extension continues to have an adverse impact on the visual amenity of neighbours in Briar Road to the north. Changes have been made since the first application do nothing to diminish this problem with this aspect of the proposal. The planned extension remains overbearing by its nature of scale, mass and overall dominating effect. The three adjoining households feel that the revised plans do not offer sufficient change from the initial proposal to justify its acceptance by the committee. The garden room, which is 28 metres square, although permitted development, impacts significantly on the overall development of such a large addition to the site. The intrusive nature of these plans, taken into the combination with the garden room, massively increases the intrusive effect on the planned development of all three of the adjoining neighbours. We wonder at the planning officer's justification for allowing such an extensive development on what is a small plot. The difference in ground levels between 2 Bush Road and the numbers 2 and 4 Briar Road mean that the planned revised extension will be very overbearing and intrusive. It will appear higher when viewed from these properties, and no inspection has been made from these sites to assess this. Changes in the ground level are mentioned in the council regulations, but were disregarded by the planning officer. We feel that these are relevant. The original application was refused on the basis the development was not in proportion with the host building and represented an overdevelopment of the site, which currently holds two small bedrooms, semi-detached houses.
30 seconds.
Spelthorne's regulations specify that any extension to be in proportion to the host building, and the original building, approximately 42 square metres, was refused on the ground that it was overdominant with a square footprint of 93 square metres. The amended application, which is under consideration, is only reduced by approximately 10 square metres from the previous one, and the results of the new building, which is double the footprint of the other size, cannot be considered to be subordinate. It was therefore to create an unbalanced effect.
Wind up, please, sir. It's your 3 minutes.
Thank you.
And Mr. Bodra, any points you wish to clarify as a result of the comments made?
I wanted to add just one thing. The review scheme was previously still liable, which means was over 100 square metres, whereas the current one is not exceeding 100, it's about 74 square metres, so it's slightly less from the previous scheme.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you, sir. Now, could Daniel Pitts come forward to speak for the application? And you're reminded that you're only able to speak for 3 minutes, and I'll prompt you when there are 30 seconds to run.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Pitts. I'm the owner of 2 Bush Road. I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for their time this evening. I haven't got much to add to what Daniel has already covered, other than that we have worked very hard with my architect and planning department to address the issues raised by my neighbours to achieve an extension which is in keeping with the site, which has already been permitted on the stage. And that's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Mr. Pover, any points that you want to clarify as a result of the comments made?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Right, now we have one ward councillor, it's Councillor Atwell, who called the item in, and so you're reminded you're able to speak for 3 minutes on why you called it in, and I'll prompt you when there are 30 seconds to run.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the Planning Committee, I've called in this application as despite the amendments it is considered, it remains overbearing and overdevelopment, and therefore detrimental to the street scene, and most importantly, likely to have harmful impact to the neighbours and properties nearby. I accept in this new application the officer's comments that loss of privacy and loss of light have been resolved, but do not accept that the adverse impact is as said. What I cannot understand and am troubled by is how, with very minimal amendments, as detailed in paragraph 3.5 of the officer's report, make this amended application as acceptable and therefore recommended for approval. The officer comments that the applicant's site is located within residential area with predominance of two-storey semi-detached properties, designed with varying detail. What I would say that there are similar properties, but not necessarily with wraparound type extensions and on often larger plots. it is considered that the overall size of this proposed development is overdevelopment and overbearing, and the very slight amendments minimal. I would ask members of the planning committee to look, rather than looking at the floor plans or sketches, but to look at the visual images you will, of the existing and proposed, and you will see very clearly the extent of the overbearing on number 4 Bush Road. If you are mindful to pass this application, what I would ask is that the applicant to date has shown absolutely no consideration to the residents by way of working times and noise to them directly, and would ask that you apply some restrictions as to the time they may work whilst carrying out the application, the development. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Attewell. Mr. Pover, have you got any points you'd like to clarify as a result of the comments made? Thank you. Yeah, any comments about the working times would have to be an informative on any approval, because we can't impose it. It's an environmental health issue, so it would be them that would get involved.
That's it, it's
environmental health. Right, the item is now with the committee. Councillor Harvey.
I move the recommend as of the application, as of 8.1.
Thank you. Councillor Noble.
I'm happy to second that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Harvey.
The bullet points at 3.3 give reasons for the refusal of the first application, which were to do with impact on the street scene and overbearing. The applicant has submitted a revised application to try and overcome these reasons for refusal. We are not looking at the full application on a whole, but just to determine whether the previous reasons for refusal have now been overcome. The design has been changed to move the extension back a metre from the boundary of Fulbright Road, and the other design changes have been made to improve the look of the building and the street scene. The proposal now complies with all the council's separation distances and 45 degree line requirements, and the overlooking window has now been removed. I think it was actually made into a high level window. At this stage, I feel that the proposal before us is a satisfactory response to the reasons for refusal of the first application, but I am keeping an open mind and I'm interested to hear the discussion.
Thank you. Yes, as Councillor Harvey says, the reasons for refusal are the ones that the applicant has to look at when coming back with this new proposal. And 3.3 gives those reasons for refusal. So that's what we're looking at, to see whether or not those have been overcome. Does any member want to speak on this one? Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. With regard to Councillor Attwell's request, we have in the past, on various major developments such as imposed as a condition the hours of work in order to that the residents must get some respite. It would appear that this can't be the case in domestic developments. So I would like to ask the applicant if he would enter into discussion with his neighbours, to get the good neighbours to agree some form of hours of work so that they're perhaps not be served on a Sunday or anything like that. So why can't we do this with a domestic dwelling, Chairman, as opposed to we do with a commercial development?
I shall ask Mrs. Spinks to give you the answer to that one.
Yes, if you can turn to page 29 of your report, which is the last application which has just been approved, you might find, I'll just talk to the informatives that were imposed on that application for the residential scheme. So you can see on page 29, there are a number of informatives that have been opposed to the planning permission. And informative number 7 refers to all the requirements that the applicant with the new house building scheme on the previous one that's been approved would be expected to follow under the environmental control. So you can see there's quite a lot of detail there. And then the last of the paragraph at the bottom of page 29 refers to if there's additional further noise and pollution measures can be obtained from the Council's Environmental Health Unit. So if members are minded to approve this application, we can add that full informative monitoring decision notice if that would help the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaks. I think that's very helpful to all members here. Regarding this application, I did have some reservations about it, but I accept that the proposal in front of us now has done some adjustments regarding the overlooking with regard to the large window that was there from open to which was clear glazed, and they have adjusted also into the boundary, but reductions in size I regard as minimal as opposed to rather big. And this, of course, is one of the problems which the residents were concerned with. And I accept Bush Road contains many semi-detached properties with extensions. But looking along Bush Road, I would imagine this will probably be the biggest there will be. So I've nothing further to add, other than what I would, if the committee is minded to approve it, I would ask them to heed the words of Mrs. Spinks and put that informative onto the application. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for that, Councillor. I'm just going to have a quick word with my advisor. What I'm going to do is this: the first part of this is we're not voting on the item itself now. But what I want to do is to have a vote on whether that informative should be included in the motion that's before us at the moment. Because the motion before us at the moment is to approve as per the officer recommendation with all the conditions that are in there. That informative isn't in there. So what I'm going to ask for is all those in favour of having that informative in the recommendation at the moment, so it then becomes part of the substantive motion. It doesn't mean to say you're voting for the recommendation, you're just voting for this to be in it. Okay, all those in favour of having that recommendation about that informative in there, please show. Okay, that's unanimous. So that now becomes part of the substantive motion, which we're debating. Councillor Spore, I saw your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The number 2 Bush Road sits right on the corner, and as you approach Bush Road, the first thing you see is number 2. It looks larger than the properties near it, and it does tend to dominate. This application will make that domination much higher, and it will affect the street scene and the view as you go into Bush Road, and in my view will be quite an effect on the people that live there, the residents and the visitors. I think it would just look brutal in comparison to the other properties.
Thank you, Councillor Langdon.
Yeah, I just wanted to be 100% sure that this is an extension, so this is just going to be one property for a family. Is that my understanding is correct?
It's an extension.
Yeah. Okay. Right, then, I just want to sort of reiterate that comment, really.
Yeah. This is an extension to the house that's there currently. It's not trying to create flats or anything like that. It's just an extension to the current house.
Yeah, I'd expect to see a property of this size in terms of flats in this day and age now. I don't think it's appropriate to have a building this size for one family.
Right. Councillor Harvey.
I think it was alluded to, but are there in this on this street similar size extensions, or I think they said this is going to be the biggest, and is the potential in other houses with similar land at the side, at the rear, that this may become a trend?
Yes, that's sure. There are other properties in that road that have had extensions. They're all not the same types of extensions, and there are properties there which could well be extended in the future. Mr. Pova, can you cover that? I think you covered it in your report.
So this is number 6 Bush Road. That's cross side extension, and this is hole 1, number 8. The opposite the site, which when you walk in from the other side of Bush Road, once you come in, you see the 2-storey rear extension, together with the side extension. When you walk in from the beginning of the road, you can see, on the different angle though, but you can see the extension. Beyond these properties, there are also properties with extensions. So it's not the only property that proposes to extend, it's just they've already been extended, in my opinion.
So there are none, but that have been extended. Okay, does that help, Councillor? this is a street scene issue as well. If you have consistently a whole lot of houses that all look the same, then the first one that's going to extend is the odd one. It changes the street scene. Here we have a variety of properties in that street. I think it's Mrs. Sphinx was saying to me, number 8 has quite a large extension. Okay, so this basically is an application that's refused. It's come back to us with the applicant having taken into account the reasons for refusal and come back with another application to overcome those. So we'll now move to the vote. There are members signalling to speak. The motion was to approve. All those in favour of that, please show. It's 9. Those against? And any abstentions? One. Thank you. So application number 19/00325/HOU to Bush Road, Shepperton, for the erection of single-storey front extension and 2-storey side and rear extension is approved. And that, of course, included that informative, Councillor.